Memorial Day almost here, a time of year when cops crack down on drunk drivers. But what about stone drivers? Since recreational marijuana was legalized in New York in March of 2021, it's not uncommon to see people smoking before or while driving. Joining us live, Dr. Kevin Sabat, Director of Smart Approaches to Marijuana. Dr. Sabat, good to have you here. What's at issue here? Is it tougher to enforce the laws when it comes to stoned driving? Is it that there's not as complete a test, or what's going on?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, first of all, there is no message going out at all from the state that this is a problem. People think that legalization is great, marijuana is great. Their state is saying, buy from us, buy marijuana. No one is saying, well, wait a minute, there are hazards, first of all, to the developing brain and IQ and concentration and all those things, but in mental health, suicide, but also to driving. Marijuana doubles your risk of a car crash. It really hurts key things in the brain that are needed when to drive safely. And we're now seeing a catastrophic increase in these stone drivers and these fatalities. So there's just a lot of misinformation. We don't have a 0.08 alcohol equivalent, like blood alcohol level equivalent for marijuana. The technology's not there yet. So the message really should just be, you know, look, if you're using marijuana, you shouldn't drive. But there's really no messages going out at all on this.
Right. Even though we have the Vision Zero projects and all these attempts to make for safer driving. And it's interesting because I guess stoners would say, oh, well, it helps me concentrate. But what does it do to your reaction time?
Yeah, well, it really hurts reaction time. It definitely messes up your depth perception. It also just messes up your perception of reality. I mean, there's so many studies showing that people who smoke marijuana think they're really with it and they know what's going on and what's around them. But when given objective tests, they clearly don't. And so it's just, it's really problematic. It slows people down. And again, I think it's why you're seeing this increase in driving. It's just sad that, you know, many of our politicians, that they see marijuana as a way to get votes with young people. So they can't say anything bad about it unless they are painted as sort of a reefer madness extremist. Meanwhile, people are suffering as a result.
Right. Now, I've read that police officials say they arrested about 204 people last year for driving under the influence, but it's unclear how many arrests were for marijuana. Is that part of the problem, that we don't really have these hard stats at our fingertips?
Yeah, we've done a very bad job gathering data here. I will say there are a few thousand a year of these drug recognition experts that have said that marijuana is problematic. And they basically what happens is they find someone on the road and they give them a test, not a blood test or a urine test there, but a behavioral test. And there are a few thousand a year that these DREs throughout the state of New York have identified as people that are primarily intoxicated on marijuana. But most people are using marijuana and alcohol at the same time, too. So that also muddles the statistics, because if you can get somebody on a blood alcohol level above the legal limit, usually the prosecutors don't even bother talking about marijuana because there is no standard. And that anything that they apply to that can be easily attacked by the defense. So we're actually grossly undercounting the number of people who have marijuana in their system, I think, when they're driving.
Well, a really important topic, in particular with the holiday season almost upon us. Dr. Kevin Sabat, Director of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, we thank you.